Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNSC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNSC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFNSC.ca.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. That was the Grad Club pregame show. Coming up next, kickoff and first quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club. Good afternoon, football fans. Jesse Bell here with you for OUA semifinal football action as your Queens Gaels. They made the long trip to Windsor to take on the Lancers. Admittedly, I was unable to make this trip, but let me put it to you this way. If the season continues beyond this week, I've got some big plans to make it up to Kitchener at Waterloo, even if I have to sit in the stands with my equipment on my lap, because I do not want to miss Queens, potentially, if they get there, playing for the Yates Cup. Or, hey, maybe we can, and this is what I've been trying to manifest all weekend long, maybe we can hit the trifecta. Gales win, Jays win, and Guelph wins, because you know what that would set up? The first World Series victory for the Toronto Blue Jays in over 30 years, but also a second crack at hosting the Yates Cup for your Queens Gaels, which would be the first time that has happened since the 2021 season. And admittedly, if you recall, if you were listening to my very first season way back in 2021, that game did not exactly end very well for your Gaels, but a lot has changed in those 4 years, and we are actively witnessing what could be the last ride for the transformative 2020 recruiting class. There are some big names in that class, including a handful of very experienced players in this secondary. One of the things they talked about last year at the Queen's year-end award gala is reflecting upon the notion that the 2020 recruiting class was going to be the one that changed everything for this program. And as we sit on the precipice of the third Yates Cup appearance in 5 seasons, it seems like that was a very wise proclamation indeed. Last time, we were in this exact predicament, i.e. me here in Kingston, the Gaels up in Windsor. We did see a Queen's victory, although we didn't really see a Queen's victory, as a very infamous technical difficulty cut out the final 2 minutes of that game. Good news is, I do have a live correspondent feeding me real-time updates, so if Windsor does fumble the ball again like they did last year, I'll at least be able to provide you with some kind of definitive conclusion. So already a big check and a big step up over last year. I've been told that conditions in Windsor, it was rainy for much of the night. It has dried out a little bit during the day. Very little in the way of wind blowing in. So it's cool, it's slightly sunny, and it is otherwise windless, as these conditions are, I would say, fairly offensive neutral. If it had been raining heavily, if the wind was whipping like you know what, definitely would favor the Lancers. As such, we've got more of a neutral condition, which I think is for the best, because we can really find out who is the superior unit between these two outstanding football teams. As you heard during the Grad Club pregame show, last time these two teams met, well, it was a bit of a concerning game for the Gaels, as I think Windsor was ultimately the better team from pretty much start to finish. That being said, Queens is riding in today on a huge wave of momentum after a dominant victory over Mac last week, and there's just something about this team. I don't know if I can describe it to you. It's not just a confidence. There is a true belief that this will be the squad that can. We used to refer to it as the purple curse. Now it just feels like more of a championship drought. But they feel this is the team that can break through and not just make the Yates Cup, but take the Yates Cup. Whew, I will tell you, folks, I am nervous. This is a team that matches up really well against Queens. This is going to be something special, much like the last time these two teams played on the precipice of the Canadian-American border. Our first quarter of football action, folks, is brought to you by our friends at the Grad Club. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and outstanding food options, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. And as these two teams go through the usual business of handshakes and coin tosses, I am going to queue up a quick word from our sponsors at the Grad Club, because my plan is to be fast and furious staying with this game all the way through, because I don't want to miss a second of what is shaping up to be a classic collision in Windsor. We'll be back with you in just a moment, folks. You're tuned into Gaels Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Looking for something fun to do on a Thursday night? Want to prove to your friends that you really do know it all? Want to win fun prizes and bragging rights? Then head over to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street for their iconic weekly trivia night, brought to you by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students. Trivia begins at 8 p.m., but word to the wise, get there early to guarantee your seat. The coin toss has been processed. The Lancers won and deferred. So we're just waiting to see if the Gaels will take the ball or kick it away to get us rolling here. The Queens roster lists Isaiah Adams as a possible game time decision. What is interesting is there is no Ethan Dahl on the travel roster today. The Gaels are rolling with number 29, Jared Kasari, in what could be the final game of his glittering Gaels career. Number 0, Isaiah Adams, who does look like he will be ready for game time. And number 35, Jace Baldwin. So definitely more of a speed fit for the Gaels than a power formation. We've also got Alex Hurst, number 78, in at the starting left guard spot ahead of Logan Thiessen, the normal starter in this situation. Daniel Sudak appears to be A-OK. Last week, he got a little tangled up. And the opening kickoff is underway. The Gaels will catch this ball inside the 5-yard line. And this is a good, solid opening run up the middle of the field over the 40-yard line. Queens will be starting around the 43. The opening kickoff, a return of just about 40 yards for the Gaels. So one of the better special teams plays of the season for this Queens kickoff return unit. And I'm glad we're getting a chance to see the offense first, because this is the unit that struggled the most last time out against this formidable Lancers front. We have got trips on the right-hand side. Jared Kasari is your tailback. Takes a handoff, breaks it left, cuts back into the middle of this defense. A gain of about 6 or 7 or so, setting up a second and short. And that is the key against this Windsor offense. Offensive variability and limiting second and long situations. If they can pin their ears back and rush the passer, it's a long day at the office for whoever is under center for the Gales. Second and looks like four coming up here. Logan Walton in single coverage on the left-hand side. Jerick Asari still your primary tailback. Looks like a bit of a run fit, but it is going to be a pass. Vraken slings this one out, but it is incomplete. So the Gales will have a two and out on their opening drive. Vraken looking right, but ultimately that ball looked like it was deflected and fell harmlessly to the turf. So now we will see what Matt Driver and co. can do if they can give their defense some positive starting field position. I will say this was a mite bit better than the first drive of the last Gales and Lancers game, which you may recall ended with an Alex Vraken fumble after he was hit from behind. Driver gets this punt off. It is arcing out of bounds. Not a great punt from Matt Driver. We'll see where they spot it. It looks like it will be exactly the 35-yard line of the Lancers. And my Windsor correspondent noted that Driver was trying to work out some of the kinks punting pregame, had some less than stellar pregame punts, and looks like he still may be working out the kinks here. Not his finest work, I will say, but not a disastrous result either. It'll be first and 10 for the Lancers from their own 36-yard line. Wiebe Mambo, number five, your tailback for the Lancers. Nick Domovsky, your signal caller. It's going to be a play-action pass from Domovsky, complete to Evan Martin, who is knocked out of bounds. A little play-action bootleg there from the Windsor Lancers to pick up good yardage there on first and 10. Looks like they'll be getting another first and 10 coming up in a moment here. So the first offensive blow of the ball game goes to the maize and blue, as we will see Domovsky and Mambo again. This time, however, almost the exact same play, a play-action bootleg left by Nick Domovsky falling incomplete, setting up a second and 10 from about the 48-yard line. Zeros on the scoreboard as the Gales are in Windsor looking for a chance to return to the Yates Cup for the first time since 2022. Their seasons ended in the semifinals of the Yates Cup in both 23 and 24 to the Mustangs and Golden Hawks, respectively. Second and 10, passing situation from Nick Domovsky. He is going to be unsuccessful as the Gales will knock this Lancer offense off the field, going tete-a-tete. Very much reminiscent of last year, a defensive stalemate of sorts. And these are two of the finest defensive units in the country, although they have been getting it done in, I would say, very opposite ways. The Gales are a great finesse pass rush team. Windsor, they like to ram it down your throat every chance they get. That punt is blocked. The Gales have got momentum. They have got the football at the Lancer 40-yard line. An outstanding special teams play has given the Gales some perfect starting field position already in Lancer territory. An incredible special teams effort there. The Gales pass or punt rush team manages to get some of those black gloves on that football, and they have just given their offense some of the finest field position they've had in any of these Windsor games so far. It's going to be first and 10 Queens at the exact spot that the Windsor drive ended, the Lancer 42-yard line. So here we go. Queens, much needed special teams play there. First and 10 for the Gales. Multiple men in motion on the right. Vraken is going to do a halfback draw to Jerick Asari. Jerick Asari running right, running over a defender, being taken down after a great halfback draw play. We saw Kasari running particularly hard last week, dropping the shoulder, lowering the boom on a McMaster defender. And Jared Kasari, when the games matter most, he just ups his compete level to truly something elite. It is a 0-0 ball game, but the Gales are in Lancer territory after a punt block. Looks like this play is going to start around the 35-yard line of the Lancers, which sets up a second and short. Vraken is going to pass complete to Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith is down inside the 25 as this Queens offense is threatening to put points on the board here. The first red zone possession of the ball game goes to the Gales. And that was a beautiful, simple pass and catch from Vraken to Cedric Smith. And that has got Queens set up first and 10 from about the 23-yard line of the Lancers. Logan Walton, single coverage on the left. What a game he had last week. Beautiful touchdown grab against the Marauders. Would love another one here. It's going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari not going to find much space there. A yard at most up the middle, which will set up a second and long. Not a fun position to be in, but so far, knocking on wood, this offensive line has already played better than the last time they met the Lancers. Alex Vraken has had time to throw. That was the first time that this defensive line was really able to disrupt the running game. And now the Gales have got a heavy stack on the right-hand side with single coverage on the left. We'll see what Vraken does on this one. Second and long, pass, stepping up into the pocket. He's just going to fall forward and get what he can get, maybe a yard or two, which will set up a field goal situation for number 42, Tyler Mullen. And this is a makeable try from where Vraken was downed, maybe a 33, 34-yard try for Tyler Mullen. But in games like this, every single point is going to matter. Last time these two teams met, it was the Lancers who prevailed by a field goal. We'll see if the Gales can put three on the board here. And it looks like they did not. Oh my goodness. I'm just waiting to see. Oh, they did. Okay, my mistake, folks. Sorry about that. There was a lot of focus on everything but the ball and the uprights. But yes, indeed, the Gales are up 3-0 after a special teams stud play, a punt block that set them up first and 10 on the Windsor 42. The Gales made it about 20 yards or so before having to kick that one through. First and 10 for the Lancers. First handoff for Wiebe Mambo, breaking left, being pursued by Ian St. Arnaud, who will manage to take down the stud Lancer running back. Great tackle there from cornerback Ian St. Arnaud. Not often you see a cornerback able to take down a runner of that caliber, managing to track him down from behind like a lion hunting a gazelle. And we have got flags all over the Lancer backfield here. And what would have been a second and short looks like it's an offsides, maybe on the Gales, but the Lancers are moving backwards, so it'll be a second and about 5.5 from around the 40-yard line of the Lancers. If you're just joining us, Queens on the road in Windsor. It's a 3-0 ball game with a little less than 9 minutes to play in our first quarter of football action. Our first quarter is brought to you by the Grad Club. Did you know that the Grad Club also offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. So it's going to be a 2nd and 6 for Windsor from their own 38-yard line, just shy of where this last drive ended. Queens leads by a Tyler Mullen field goal. And it looks like we've got a wildcat formation here from the Lancers. That is Weebe Mambo. But Mambo, is that a pitch? Is that... You can't do that. I don't think... I think that might be a flag. The running back... It wasn't a pitch. It was more of like a forward shovel pass. I'm not really sure what happened there. It would have been good for first down yardage, but I'm not sure if that is a legal play or not. The Lancers lined up in a wildcat formation. They handed it off, or sorry, Weebe Mambo kept it on a little play action jet sweep. And then as he was being corralled, there is, it looks like, a penalty down here. He was being corralled. The ball was kind of bobbled, and he just sort of threw it forward. And it was an illegal forward pass, as my colleague has confirmed. Because you... On an option play like that, you can pitch it laterally, but you can't just say, ah, whatever, and launch it forward. It would have been a tackle for loss anyways. Instead, it is an illegal forward pass, which will cost them down and distance, or sorry, just distance. So it'd be second and 10, about 5 yards further back. Bit of a dog's breakfast of a play there. Thank you for bearing with me, folks. I thought so. Down and distance. So third and 10, Windsor is going to have to punt a two and out off two real brain neutral plays. One was a false start on the offense. The second was an illegal forward pass, and that will move them back. And if you're the Queen's offense, you need to capitalize on this. You've just seen this Windsor team shoot themselves in the foot, not once, but twice, really three times. Although this time the punt is much more successful, caught out of bounds at the 25-yard line. But you need to start putting something together here. Windsor is making some uncharacteristic mistakes early here. You need to punish them for that. We talked about it in the pregame show. You need to take a multi-score lead into the final phases of this game, because that will limit Windsor's ability to run the football. As much as they love to run the rock, if you are ticking essential time off the clock every time you do so, it'll make you second guess yourself. So it's going to be a first and 10 for the Gales. And it looks like with the forward progress, that ball is going to be closer to the 30-yard line. I think right about the 28 or so. Sorry, the 34. There we are, folks. 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in our first quarter. Another great halfback draw. Jared Kasari up the middle, spinning through contact down over the 40-yard line. Solid gain on first down. Another nice halfback draw play there. And that is by design. This is a very aggressive Lancer front. A halfback draw play. The quarterback makes it look like he's going to pass it. The pass rushers will essentially attack the edges more aggressively. And then right as they're getting up into your face, you just hand the ball off to your back and let him do some damage. It's designed to take advantage of aggressive defenses like this. Two men motioning over to the right-hand side for Alex Vraken, as he's going to hand it off to Jared Kasari. And Kasari will not be anywhere near as successful on second down, bringing up a third and short scenario. And I'm guessing we're going to see another punt from the Gales, playing very conservatively on offense so far, mostly running the ball, not a lot of pass plays mixed in yet. But they do lead 3-0 if you're just joining us. OUA semifinal action. I will, of course, be keeping a close eye on the Laurier and Guelph game. Whoever wins that will, of course, take on the winner of this contest. If Guelph wins and Queens wins, Queens hosts. If Laurier wins, they host whoever wins this game regardless. If Windsor wins and Guelph wins, Windsor will host the Yates Cup for... Oh, geez. What would be the first time in a very long time, I would imagine. So still everything to play for here is it's going to be first and 10 from about the Lancer 35-yard line. So far, kind of what we expected. Playoff football is often a defensive stalemate, and the Gales are running something a little different from what we've seen in the past. This is a 4-4 defense, so four down linemen and four linebackers behind them to try and counteract this run game. Hand off to this is Andrew Delaney going right. Delaney slowed up and taken down, but a good gain by number 15 for the Lancers on first down. So this 4-4 defense is one where the free safety, John Korskaden, is actually not on the field. So they've subbed out their free safety for an additional linebacker, essentially, and they look to make up that defensive gap with secondary play from their halfbacks and cornerbacks. Second and one for the Lancers. Domovsky is just going to jut this one forward. He should have enough for a first down. If not, he would be very, very close to it as things do get a little chippy down there on the Lancer turf. I believe, yes, indeed, that is a first down for the Lancers. Stephen Capea making his way off the field. Eli Bennett spelling him on. So let's see if number 58 can continue his hot playoff start. Tallied a sack last week in his first playoff game against the McMaster Marauders. First and 10 coming up for the Lancers from the 32-yard line. And we have got another Wildcat formation here. And this time it's going to be a fake handoff and a run met and taken down by number 26, Keegan Vanek. That was Kareem Cotton in at the Wildcat QB. And even though I haven't seen Windsor run this formation very much, the Gales certainly look prepared for it so far, surrendering very little on either of these Wildcat plays. The Wildcat, if you're unfamiliar, rather than your quarterback playing quarterback, they bring over a skill position player, either a running back or in this case a wide receiver, to basically try and make the defense have to cover an extra guy that can run the football. It is going to be second and six or so for the Lancers. And that ball falls harmlessly to the turf. Keegan Vanek is having a fantastic game here. Our live correspondent telling me quite simply, and this is a direct quote, Keegan and Fuego. And I can certainly agree with that. Made a great play on that Wildcat formation. That's the thing about this Queens defense in particular. It's a little lean and young up front, but they are so experienced on the back end as Brady Lidster gets this punt caught around the 20-yard line. Doubling back, a good gain of about 13 or so on the punt return for Russell Weir, meaning it'll be first and 10 for the Gales from about their own 33-yard line. Very back and forth, defensive stalemate so far with 4 minutes, a little less than, left to play in our first quarter of football action brought to you by the Grad Club. Jared Kasari has been your primary tailback. Nobody else has taken a snap from the running back room so far today. Vraken, three men on the left-hand side, Kasari on his right. It is going to be a pass from Vraken. He is launching this one deep, and it looks like it will be falling incomplete. There is a flag down. Jack Ashby-Jacobs was your primary on that. And I'm guessing, given the location of this flag, it could either be illegal use of hands by the receiver or pass interference from the defender. Just waiting on the official call here. Was a beautiful ball from Vraken launched deep downfield, more or less from his own 30 to the opposing 40, 45-yard line. And as we wait for the officials to tell us what happened, we've got a really substandard camera angle here. It is going to be a pass from Vraken Braken is rolling, just throws this one to his intended receiver who steps out of bounds. So the Gales did get a first down from a pass interference call. And then Braken just completed a pass to Russell Weir for a gain of, actually, if anything, maybe a loss of yards. Braken was under pressure. It was a good heads-up play to just get the ball out of there. And it looks like we have another flag down, but this one is on the Gales. So rather than first and 10, it'll be first and 20. So Queens conceding the yardage they were given, really putting them behind the eight ball here. First and 20 coming up from about, their starting field position of the 33-yard line. So the officials giveth, the officials taketh away. And I wish they would just stay on that live shot. Braken dropping back to pass. Complete to Russell Weir. Russell Weir takes a hit, but holds on to the football, giving the Gales a gain of four or so, setting up another second and long scenario. Just joining us, it is a 3-0 ball game. The Gales lead the Lancers, but it's hard to say who has actually been playing more dominantly. It's a very evenly contested contest in Windsor, Ontario. Queens looking to get back to the Yates Cup for the first time since the 2022 season. Second and about 16 from around the Queens 40-yard line. Quick hitter to Jared Kasari, and Jared Kasari is just going to do what he can to get some better starting field position for his punter. Queens will punt this one away. Kasari tackled up just over the Gales 50-yard line. So close, but no cigar for the Gales. They ended up with a net gain of about 1 yard there. It was first and 20, ends up third and 9. Matt Driver looking to put a charge into this one. So start punt-wise for Driver. And this one, not bad at all. Will bounce out of bounds either right around the 30. Yeah, about the 31-yard line. As it's a very bright, sunny day, and what I'm being told is that sun in the eyes of the Lancers may be a factor for some of the offensive execution woes here, which means that the second quarter, that would be flipped around, so the Gales may have to deal with what is a surprisingly bright early November sun. First and 10 for the Windsor Lancers coming up from about their own 31-yard line. Windsor trailing 3-0 here. It is going to be a jet sweep to the left-hand side. And the Lancers, this is their best offensive play of the day so far, will be tackled up after a gain of about 8 or so. And my goodness, Keegan Vanek, your primary on that tackle, continuing his hot start to today's contest. Looks like with the spot of the out of bounds, it'll be second and 4, maybe 3.5. So a gain of about 6 or so on a jet sweep. It's going to be a handoff to Wiebe Mambo, and Mambo up the middle will pick up a first down, getting tackled right around the Lancer 50-yard line. The Toronto product, Wiebe Mambo, has been the key to the offensive engine for this Lancers unit. A minute to play here in our first quarter of football action. Queens leads 3-0. So if you're just joining us, I'll be very honest, you haven't missed much. First and 10, Windsor from their own 50-yard line. Mambo, your tailback, multiple men in motion. It's going to be a play-action bootleg pass from Nick Domofsky. Nearly tipped, nearly caught, but ultimately falling out of bounds. Second and 10 will be coming up from that 50-yard mark for the Lancers. And I will say this, Gales front certainly looks a lot more attuned to this play-action bootleg game than last time we saw these two teams tussle. Not giving Domofsky nearly as much breathing room on those bootleg plays. Even if they're not necessarily generating sacks, they are generating pressure, and they are making it more difficult for number 11 for the Lancers to complete his passes. Second and 10, it's going to be a handoff to, looks like, Andrew Delaney, and Delaney is ultimately going to be short, but it's a good gain on second and 10. would set up about a 3rd and 4. And I think that will bring us to the end of our first quarter of football action. We might get one final play here, which will be a special teams play. And it looks like, you never know with Windsor, they may be crazy enough to try and have Lidster boot one from 60 plus, but it looks like this is going to be a punt and a good one from Lidster, arcing high, going to be caught inside. Oh my goodness. Looks like inside the 5. So the Gaels are going to have difficult starting field position, but they are going to have the ball after another excellent defensive stand from this first-rate defensive unit. It is a 3-0 ball game in Windsor. Your Gaels do lead, but they have got their work cut out for them against this outstanding Lancer front. We're going to throw to a quick word from the grad club, and then we'll have a little stinger for second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
We are back at it here. Gaels 1st and 10, handoff to the left-hand side to Jared Kasari for a short gain. If you're just joining us, Queens leads 3-0 over the Lancers in the OUA semifinals. Winner of today's contest goes on to play for the richest and oldest prize in our game, the Yates Cup. First quarter was all about defense, I suppose, is a nice way to put it. The Gaels' best scoring opportunity generated by their special teams unit, a punt block, capped off with a Tyler Mullen field goal. Fraken is going to pass here on second down. He is going to roll out, somehow avoid the pressure. There is going to be a hold issued, but they are going to decline it as Fraken's pass is incomplete. Maybe they'll accept it to try and force a safety scenario, but it looks like it is going to be declined. So that was quick. 2 and out from the Gaels, which has been unfortunately kind of a common refrain today. Both teams struggling to put any meaningful offensive yardage or points on the board. And I am going to quickly pop over and see if I can get you an update on the Guelph and Laurier game, as Matt Driver's punt is going to go out of bounds. She's probably around midfield, as Laurier is up 14-0 over the Griffins. Seems very likely that Laurier will be hosting next week's title game, regardless of if it's the Lancers or the Gaels playing. It'll be 1st and 10, Windsor. Yeah, geez, right near midfield. I think about the 50-yard line of the Lancers. So the punt game for the Gaels, not firing on all cylinders yet. We'll see if they can turn that around. Oh my gosh, it is right at midfield. Driver having a bit of a nightmare game so far. Maybe the sun got in his eyes on that one. Either way, Windsor has got their best starting field position. Liam Talbot, your tailback. Talbot takes the handoff up the middle, and he will pick up a good gain of about 8 or so on the right-hand side. As, yeah, it looks like Laurier is going to break the heart of the Cinderella Guelph Griffins. It doesn't look very good for Guelph early here. The yardage and the time of possession certainly not in their favor, which is not necessarily a surprise. I don't think there was any reality in which Laurier does not make the Yates Cup. Western, I think this is the week. I mean, very clearly, obviously, hindsight 2020, the weakest team they've had in quite some time. Even prior to last week's game, I don't think anybody was picking the Mustangs to play, or sorry, take home the Yates Cup, considering how definitively the Golden Hawks ate their lunch, a 60-13 victory. So Talbot was given 5, ultimately, setting up 2nd and 5 from the Gales 50. It's going to be another handoff to Talbot, and Talbot will get the first down, tackled up at the Queen's 40. So we'll see if this is a taste of things to come for this Lancers offense, if they're going to be able to continue to find this kind of offensive rhythm on the ground. If they establish the run, it could be a long day at the office for this Queens team, especially with how little has been produced on offense so far, let's say. 1st and 10 for the Lancers from the Queens 40-yard line. It's going to be another handoff up the middle, and this tailback, oh my goodness, will keep his legs churning, but ultimately Andrew Delaney will not find much. But he made the Gales work for that tackle. A 2nd and... Oh, looks like they'll give him some decent forward progress. 2nd and 6 coming up from around the Queens 34-yard line. Already in range of Brady Lidster, so they've got a chance to tie this game. But you know, Windsor wants to take control here and try to punch their ticket to the Yates Cup. Which, hey, I am no stats expert, but I can tell you it's been a very long time since the Windsor Lancers have made it to the Yates Cup. It's going to be a play-action pass from Nick Domovsky. Oh, and what a great catch. Complete somehow to Colby Ginn. He was defended well by John Korskaden, but Ginn ultimately is able to secure that catch, setting up a 1st down inside Queens territory. So this Lancers offense, after struggling in the first quarter, they have had the best drive of the game for either team early here. Not looking to tie the game, looking to take the lead. Queens is up 3-0 and has been for much of this ball game, but with 11 minutes to play here in our second quarter, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods, looks like it's the Lancers who are eating on this one. Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage rolls, sandwiches, and sweet treats await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. 1st and 10 for the Lancers coming up here, as we do have a Windsor player being helped off the field by the training staff. Doesn't look like anything too serious. So we'll see what the Lancers can do with their best drive of the ball game so far. And they've gotten it done, thanks in no small part to an inside run game behind those big old offensive linemen up front. Three guys that are, at the very least, 3 bills and about a mile wide. Makes it easy to run the ball up the middle when that's the middle that you're trying to run into. Wiebe Mambo back in the ball game, number 5 for the Lancers. Balance formation. It's going to be a fake to Mambo and a completion on the left-hand side, and that is going to be a great gain for another 1st down as the Lancers are having their way with the Gales here in a game between definitely the 2nd and 3rd best team in Ontario. feel very confident saying that. Who will advance to take on Laurier is the million-dollar question as I browse back over to get a score update on that contest. Gale's defense, backs are against the wall here against this great offensive unit. The first down handoff to Wiebe Mambo is tackled up for a short gain. As Windsor is still threatening, but they've got one less down to do damage with. As Mambo's handoff to the left-hand side ultimately results in a short gain. Still 14-0 for Laurier over Guelph. Still 3-0, although Mambo is down after that play, which would be a devastating blow for the Lancers, as number five is tended to. Let's throw to a word from our second quarter sponsor, our friends over at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
We are back in action here. It is the second quarter. York Queens Gales lead 3-0 over the Windsor Lancers. But admittedly, that could change very soon as Windsor is threatening deep in Gales territory, but it may have come at a crucial cost as Wiebe Mambo is shaken up and making his way off the field. He is walking and talking, so it may not be anything serious, which is good to see. But he will not be the tailback on this second and goal play from the 6-yard line of the Gales. They have got, it looks like, Liam Talbot in. And it looks like, if I had to guess, it's going to be either a power run up the gut or a bootleg for Domovsky. It's going to be a run up the gut from Domovsky. And he is going to be stopped short, but it's going to be at the Gales 1-yard line. So here we go. Third and goal from as close gets. Or is that a second and goal now? I'm waiting to see what the sticks say. That should be a third, though. Either way, Windsor on the precipice of points with 11 and a half minutes to play in our first half of football action. If you're just joining us, Gales are in Windsor. I couldn't quite make the trip, but I've got some on-the-ground reporting that I can relay to you throughout the game. And I have got that feed up. The passion is palpable. The Gales are trying to stop the Lancers from taking the lead here in this OUA semifinal game. Laurier up big, 14-0, but it may as well be 15-0 now, so with an additional rouge. But spotting Laurier a 2-score lead is not a recipe for success, as we do have a timeout taken. So Windsor want to take an extra look at this Queens defense, trying to put their first points of the ball game on the board. But yes, Laurier looks almost certainly like they will be hosting next week's Yates Cup. I know it's still early, but I feel quite confident in saying that. Who they will play? Well, that's what we're trying to determine here today. No matter who wins, they will be making the trip to Kitchener-Waterloo next week. Whether it's the Gales or the Lancers, Queens looking to get back for the first time since 2022. Windsor, I'll try and figure that out at halftime for you, but it has been a while. And they have got Liam Talbot in for this goal situation. That is going to be another quarterback run, and that should be, and it will indeed result in a Lancer touchdown, and it's out of the Wildcat formation at that, so it would be Kareem Cotton. Oh my God, are they doing this again already? Kareem Cotton scoring a touchdown for Windsor. But in typical Windsor fashion, it looks like their feed is having some difficulties as it's showing. Wow, it showed the same play 8 times in a row. Thankfully, it only counts as 1 touchdown, folks. Otherwise, that would be a real disaster for the Gales. But I hope one day they figure it out. As Windsor takes the lead after a dominant touchdown drive, and they got it done largely on the ground, and now Queens needs to answer to get some semblance of momentum back after Windsor just grounded and pounded that ball with reckless abandon. First touchdown of the ball game goes to the Lancers by way of Kareem Cotton out of the Wildcats. So normally a wide receiver lines up in this formation at quarterback, and basically they brought him in to fake a handoff and just jam the ball forward for goal line yardage. We have got Cedric Smith and Russell Weir back to return. Didn't get a chance to see much in the way of kickoff return from Cedric Smith last week, largely because the Gales didn't get many kickoff return opportunities. But we're going to get a chance to see it here as Cedric Smith catches it at the 1. He is going to find some purchase on the left-hand side. And Cedric Smith, a return of about 35 yards, gives the Gales decent starting field position. And this offense, I feel like, maybe has 25 or like 40 total yards, period. So we'll see if they can get something rolling here. They now trail 7-3 on the road in Windsor as the skies begin to darken. Quads on the right-hand side for Vraken. And it's going to be another halfback draw up the middle. A decent gain, but diminishing returns. This time, Isaiah Adams, your tailback. As Windsor, I think, is starting to get a read on this play. And it has been the most successful one for the Gales all day, so maybe a bit of a concern. Looks like Queens is going to take a timeout. And as they do, let me shout out our second quarter sponsor, our friends, Old Farm Fine Foods. Did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers top-notch catering for your special occasion? Speak to their friendly staff at the cash for more information. Old Farm Catering, always fresh, always delicious, and always sure to satisfy. Queens trails 7-3 in a game that, I'll be honest with you folks, not a lot of highlights from either team so far. 3 yards and a cloud of dust for the most part. But Windsor has gotten the better of that cloud of dust. Easy for me to say, my goodness. As they now lead 7-3. Looks like a bit of a baseball score of sorts. Of course, the Toronto Blue Jays trying to close out the Los Angeles Dodgers and take home their first World Series in 30 plus years. This Gales team trying to make it out of the OUA and get a shot at their first Vanier Cup since, well, 2009. So a lot of long streaks are trying to be snapped today. Of course, the 1992 Blue Jays, their first World Series victory, 1992 Gales, their penultimate Vanier Cup so far. Second and long, Vraken dropping back, swinging it out. Caught, and a beautiful pirouette out of the backfield to pick up a crucial first down. Isaiah Adams got his defender on ice skates there. Great play from number 0. Probably the biggest offensive play of the ball game. And the Gales, after some less than inspiring offensive sequences, are starting to string together a few quality reps here. Although we do have another stoppage in play. So while we have that stoppage in play, let me throw to Old Farm one more time, and we'll be back. Oh, looks like it was a small injury timeout. We are back at it. So I'll hold off on that because this Gales offense is moving with purpose. It'll be first and 10 from the Queen's 51-yard line after an Isaiah Adams pass, catch, and run for first down distance. A slate gray day in Windsor. The early sunshine has faded away. Another halfback draw to Isaiah Adams. And Isaiah Adams, another great gain, this time up the middle against this formidable Windsor defense. And if that's not a first down, that's about as close can get. A tremendous first down play call there. I thought Windsor had gotten a read on this draw play, but the Gales popped another one there. And even if they don't get that for big yardage every time, they're at least trying to plant the seed of doubt in the mind of the Lancers and get them to slow down a bit. Second and two, balance formation, handoff again, and it looks like it is going to be just enough up the middle for a first down. I think with forward progress, that will be what the Gales need. Just waiting on official confirmation here. Yes, indeed. Isaiah Adams, another first down. And this Queen's offense back in Lancer territory for the first time since that punt block that resulted in a Gales field goal. 7-3, your scoreline here. Lancers lead. We have 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in our first half of football action. Vraken dropping back. Hit, but completes the pass out to one of his big H-backs, and that is a short gain. But I'll tell you, it is better than the alternative, which would have been a sack from this Lancer defense. Just looking to see where they spotted this ball. Oh, maybe it is a, yeah, no gain whatsoever. Still, better than the alternative, as Vraken was like immediately under pressure. And that's the thing. This Queen's offense hasn't quite figured out how to slow up this aggressive Lancer front. And they're going to need to if they want a chance to take this one home. Vraken, second down, rolling left, under pressure, slinging it out. A beautiful completion to Nathan Falcone to get the Gales in Lancer territory. Vraken rolling out, connecting, throwing a dot to Nathan Falcone. Great to see Falcone up and running. He struggled the last time these two teams played, but he looks locked in here as the Gales have now marched down to the Lancer 18-yard line following a professional caliber pass and catch from Alex Vraken and perhaps his favorite target over his tenure at Queens, number 16, Nathan Falcone. First and 10 Gales inside the Lancer 20. Multiple men in motion right for Vraken. Vraken has time. He looks left. It's a good throw, but it's ultimately one that goes out of bounds. But I love the decision-making process there. Vraken put it to where it's either going to be a touchdown or it's going to go out of bounds. No turnover in the cards there. Ultimately, an incompletion setting up second and 10 from the Windsor 18. Gales trail 7-3, but their offense is starting to show some signs of life here against arguably the best defense in the conference. You could say Laurier, and I think there's a fair argument to be made, but this Lancer team is just something else as the Golden Hawks are up 22-0 over Guelph. And as I've been told by my on-site reporter, apparently there's some issue getting calls into Alex Vraken. He's unable to get these calls in from the coaching staff. So a timeout has been issued to get the Gales the call they need. So now we will throw to our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
We're back, folks. This is Gale's Game Day on CFRC Season 102, Playoff Game 2, the OUA Semifinals, as your Gales trail on the road against the Windsor Lancers. It is going to be 2nd and 10 from the Lancer 18, breaking with a quad set. That's four receivers on the right, although one of them is motioning over left. Vraken is going to pass on 2nd and long. He is looking deep. And oh my goodness, somebody came down with that ball, but I'm not sure if it's a Gale or a Lancer.